She's mobile. She is in Houston, Texas. Are you with family? Is it business? What's going on?
It's a little bit of both. It's so funny because the kids are like, Mom, are we going to Houston for work or fun?
Yeah.
And they just all looked at each other and said, never mind.
Yeah, they know.
They said, never mind. They said, don't even worry about it, Mama. Never mind. We already know.
Did they say, can we stay back in Cottage Grove with Dad?
No, because there's only one person they love more than their father, and that's their grandmother.
Yeah. Except when she puts them outside in June.
In 102 degrees.
Yeah. I don't think, Dave, what do you think about the love at that point?
I don't think they're looking at Granny too fondly at that
no.
point.
No.
But children are like fish. Their memories are very short. So they love Grandma. And when they got here, she had all their favorite meals picked out. She had all the beds all separated and ready for them and all the toys out. So they're good. Plus, you know, and I don't know who teaches this to children, how they already inherently know, but they know that Grandma is in charge and can override any decisions that their parents make. So Daniel's supposed to be on iPad punishment.
Not with me.
totally over here.
Soft.
So, you know, I'm not soft, but I'm scared of my mama.
Yeah.
So Daniel's supposed to be on iPad punishment because he learned a curse word, and then he tried it out at school. So
which word?
Hell. Hell. He learned hell, and it probably was at church.
Come on.
And so his ball went up in the, on the goal, basketball goal.
Yep.
at the gym at school. And so he said,
hell yeah.
Oh, hell, what happened to my ball? And so the teacher called, you know, he's got a young teacher. When you got young teachers, they get excited over lots of things.
That's
you know, if there was, you know, a Louise Melvitz, somebody who been teaching for 38 years, that wouldn't have been nothing.
Nothing.
She would have probably said, well, what the hell is going on with you, Daniel?
Exactly.
So the young teachers, they call the house for hell. And so she told me, she said, Daniel said a curse word. And I said, oh, my God, what was it? And so she said, Daniel, you want to talk to your mom? And, of course, he's terrified. He was like, no, don't tell her what I said.
Exactly.
And so he gets on the phone, and he said, I said hell. And so I said, okay, how did you use it in the sentence? I said, what the hell happened to my ball because it got stuck? And I said, okay, so instead of saying hell, how about we say fiddlesticks? And he said, Mom, what the hell is fiddlesticks?
Fiddlesticks.
That's when I knew he wasn't over hell.
He said,
what the hell is fiddlesticks?
Heck would have been the right word there, Shaletta.
Heck, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fiddlesticks.
It was too close to hell for me. I told him fiddlesticks. So he's off iPad punishment until tomorrow. And so when we got to Houston, of course, he took his iPad to his grandmother. And he said, can I play this? And she said,
he's brilliant. I love that. Good move, Daniel.
Yeah, right. And so she said, what did your mom say? He said, Mommy says no, but you can say yes.
Oh, my God. Star of the week is Daniel. Okay, that's great. Okay, so you're saying if you have a policy, okay, and this is what's going on, and you go to Houston, that your mom just says, that doesn't matter because we're at my house?
It happens in my house when she comes to visit me.
Gosh.
If I say bedtime is 7:15 and my mama's there and the kids say, Grandma, can we stay up late? And I say bedtime is 7:15, my mama says, leave them damn kids alone, Shaletta. I'm here. And then I back away from the fire because I don't want it in my life. I see why people treat me the way they treat me because she is 10 times worse than me. And
I don't want it.
You're butter
on the table soft. Dave, this
I
is
am
like
trying to stay alive.
I mean, this is like Dave seeing one of your heroes at the end of their career when they're not quite the same person.
Yeah.
I thought she was tough. I didn't realize she was just like a kitty cat who went in the corner and said,
man,
rub my belly. You know, I mean, honestly.
Like Jerry Rice playing with the Seahawks.
Yes.
I mean, really, come on.
Willie Mays with the Mets.
Yes.
The Twins the last 5 weeks. I mean, jeez.
Man, she is running the show, and I don't want that fight in my life. I don't want it. She's frightening. I'm afraid. And she is, I'm telling you, she's the only person that kept me away from Andrew's prom because I wasn't listening to you. I wasn't listening to you. She's the only person that kept me from volunteering. You told me to volunteer.
No,
I couldn't volunteer.
No, I did not.
The school called me. I didn't ask. That's the problem. See, the school called me.
What a joke.
The school called me.
Because you called them 12 times, and so they just returned your call. Okay, that doesn't count. Hey, call me. It's an emergency. Hey, it's been 5 minutes. Call me. It's an emergency. So they called you back, and you said, hey, I'll be there for prom. And then they said, they're afraid of you, but I'm not going to call that school and say, if you ever have any issues, I've got someone to call in Houston that will put her in her place. Okay, since you're down there, we're going to do one longer segment here.
Okay.
And then I'll let you go. This Diddy story, item after item gets more frightening. It's disgusting. Okay, it's awful. But there was one moment this week in this sordid, gross story that was hilarious. Did you see how Diddy's attorney tried to justify over 1,000 bottles of baby oil found at the house? Did you see that?
I saw it, and I saw Costco say they were like Daniel. Oh, hell no.
Exactly. The lawyer said, Diddy, I can't even finish it without left. Diddy shops at Costco, so he buys in bulk. I mean, I like Costco, too, and I bought a lot of stuff at Costco. But never once Shalette has been, well, the minimum amount you have to buy is 1,100 items.
Well, you go in for the chicken and the hot dog, and you walk by the baby oil and say, get a case. What the heck? I'm
case,
here.
That's
I have a pallet. I need a dolly because this oil's on sale. I can't get it to the car. I got 5 cars outside to get these 1,100 bottles
exactly.
of baby oil back to the mansion. Oh, my God. Costco was like, stop the press.
Costco's like,
I don't
nope.
think so. We don't even sell baby oil. In
exactly.
fact, if we were selling baby oil, we're not anymore. No.
Exactly.
We don't want no parts of this.
About 4 or 5 years ago, they would have been great. We'll work with Diddy. Now, nope.
Oh my God.
Never heard of him.
No way. Okay.
Ring a bell.
Okay, so when you stopped laughing at this, did you get a little bit concerned about the lawyer? Because I'm like, first of all, who says this out loud in public?
Yeah.
And this guy is representing Diddy.
Yeah.
I hope that he is charging half his regular room rate because he is not the person I would want defending me to try to get me out of jail. For Diddy and all the money that he has, I would find different representation. You know, it would be Johnny Cochran if Johnny Cochran was still alive.
I might go with the ghost of Johnny. I might say it's also possible, Shalette.
My cousin Vinny, some damn body.
Yeah, that other lawyers looked at the overwhelming amount of evidence and said, I'm out. I'm busy.
I have some other stuff to do. I'm not going to be doing this. Yeah, it's just, it's crazy. It's like day after day after day.
Yeah,
and then, you know, I don't know about you all, but in looking back at, you know, some of the situations that should have raised eyebrows and didn't. You know, Usher living with him when he was a little boy. Him and Justin Bieber going for 48 hours.
Yep.
And you look at Justin and you're like, oh, my God, what happened to him? He just collapsed. He's on drugs. He's doing this. He's doing that. Well, hell, who? He was just the cutest little kid with Puff Daddy and spent 48 hours with him. He came out with tattoos and was on cocaine and hasn't been the same since.
And
we didn't really see it at the time, but, you know, now that we have these details, it's like, okay, y'all have to help me understand. Y'all have kids. I have kids. Is there a celebrity that you would just leave your kids with?
Zero.
No one. Mr. Rogers. I wouldn't have never left my kids with Mr. Rogers.
Yeah. Halle Berry, as long as I get to stay. I mean, I don't know if that's an option. Okay, one last thing, and it's serious.
What?
California will issue a formal apology for being complicit in slavery during the 19th century and for enforcing segregation policies against black residents as one of several new laws Gavin Newsom signed. They became the first state to explore concrete restitution. But when we get to other key points of this, in a poll taken last year, 60% of California voters felt that black residents of the state were still being affected by the impact of slavery, but 59% oppose cash payments to slave descendants. So as of now, there's no money that's going up. Costs for a widespread payment plan, which no state has enacted, are estimated to run in the hundreds of billions of dollars, and California has faced a budget deficit the past 2 years, like a staggering budget deficit.
If
you're the czar of reparations in this country.
I'm the reparations czar. That's what I'm appointed as.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is realistic? What is appropriate?
Okay, you know what we can do? We can just go by the letter of the law. The law that was never enforced or enacted, the law that nobody ever bothered to implement. We were promised 40 acres and a mule. That's what we were promised. That's on paper. The people signed it, right? And nobody ever got their 40 acres and their mule. So how about we just enforce the law that is already on the books? Keep all these new laws state by state. Let's enforce the federal law that is on the books and give anybody who is a descendant of slaves their 40 acres and their mule. Now, you can break that up by family and say, you know what? Here's your family's 40 acres and your mule, and y'all split that up. This household, you know, so it doesn't have to be I get 40 acres and a mule, Andrew gets 40 acres and a mule, Brandon gets 40 acres. How about you just give the Brundage household 40 acres and a mule? And if you don't have
But is that realistic?
Acres,
is that
going
to happen?
Give me the value of it. If I'm the czar, that's what we're doing. We're going to enforce the law.
Yep.
And nobody ever did that. And so, you know, we have to look back and say black people, enslaved people, descendants of enslaved people were cheated. We were cheated. We didn't get what was promised to us, what is on the books. And so stop enacting new laws. Stop apologizing. Just give us our damn land and that mule. And if you don't have no more land to give and you can't find enough mules, give us the cash value of the land and the mule. That's what we'll take. Keep all the state by state laws. Just give us what you promised when you partially freed us.
Let's explore this again when we have more time.
Okay, I got to talk about my lock giveaway. I'm in Houston with the Spread Love with Locks campaign that I created with my friends at Amazon. Shout out to Amazon. My friends at Amazon. Me and Jeff Bezos are in Houston right now. And we're giving out 100 locks to families who have kids with autism. Do you know 4 kids in the past 30 days have wandered away from their homes and drowned in Houston?
It's frightening. That scares me to know.
That is so frightening. And so I'm down here and I'm giving away these locks. People like my friend Cindy Lyons with Lyons Public Relations went online and bought locks. So many other people have gone online and bought locks. So I have 100 locks to give away tomorrow from 10 to noon at the Fort Bend County Sheriff's Office, where one of the little boys wandered away and drowned, just trying to create awareness and give these locks to people who can't afford them. So that's what I'm doing. Jeff Bezos told me to tell y'all hey.
Yeah. If Jeff wants to give me a call, that would be fine.
That would be great. Okay.
I'd love to talk.
You don't want me to interview Jeff on Adam and Jordana's show, so Jeff and I hanging out. You want me to call your show?
I'd probably rather interview Lauren, his gal, in studio. You know that?
Baby!
Yeah.
Is she fine or what?
She nice.
She is hot.
She is nice.
Okay, you. Lauren or Halle Berry?
Get out of here. I mean, Hallie's number one. So, I
mean, okay, that's what I thought. I was just checking.
Come on. Who are you talking
about? Your loyalty lies.
Thank you. Tell Daniel, have a hell of a weekend. Thank you. See you.
Bye.